The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn
Welcome
Show.
To another episode
of the Dave
the Damon Hahn and Hahn
Show.
We're your hosts.
Yes, we are.
Hi.
You are who?
I'm Hahn.
And I'm Dave.
And
here we are.
Here we are. And
but wait, who else is here?
Who else is here? Who's this?
Hello, everybody.
It's
the Shensk.
The Shensk? Okay.
No, it's the Shensk.
What?
The Shensk.
Is that what we're going to call him?
It's not the Shanks.
Okay. I've got the Shinks.
I believe you.
I suffer from the Shinks.
Yes, you do.
Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
This is our second live guest.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's our third?
No, we've had several other guests.
What are you talking about?
We've had Ryan a few times, at least.
Really?
You forgot but already.
If you had...
totally forget. Are you sure?
Remember we went to Niagara and Ryan was on the podcast?
No, I remember you and I. Oh, yeah, okay.
It must have been one of those noble drinking nights.
We had to share a mic.
Yeah, we had to share. Okay, whatever. But this, of the modern era, this is our second guest.
Of the M-A.
Of the $1,000 mic setup, this is our...
Wait, M-E. No. Sorry.
So who was the Shensk? He's someone that I used to work with.
And consider a friend.
Okay, why do you keep harping on that?
Wow.
TMI, man.
Awkward.
All right.
Okay, so bibble babble.
What's the bibs and babs?
I don't have any. You don't have any. Neither does Shensk.
What? You don't have any.
Let's talk about your mayor. I don't know what the legal term is. Kim Jong-un.
My mayor? You mean the, North Korean dear leader?
Un or Il? Who's the current one?
Un.
Un. Talk about an about face. I don't know. I'm not really political or geographical.
Well, I mean, I guess we could talk about it in the current news.
Because this will be outdated
shortly. They signed a declaration. I think it's officially called a declaration that they will have peace. They will call off the war by the end of year. But I think it's important to note, while this is a good sign, that he actually hasn't done anything. Like, he hasn't promised to disarm. He hasn't promised to stop any type of
Hahn is Korean,
nuclear
by the
stuff.
Way.
So
yeah, I figured when you were making that joke.
I was telling the audience, not you.
Anyway, he's it's interesting times. And people are really hopeful, but we'll see.
You know what they say, interesting times call for crazy measures.
Yeah.
How
so that's
tweet
some
it is. What?
How tweeted
Well, it would be cool if this was a good news story and good things happened.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we want peace and, you know, there's a lot of people suffering under the regime up there.
The comment I made when we talked about this, spoiler alert, we talked about this at lunch last week or this week. What week are we in? Anyways, was why are they ending the war by the end of the year? Why not end it by right now? Like, they still have to kill 800 people between now and December?
I assume they do have, a backlog, but I'm sure it's because they want to, do a negotiation. I'm sure he wants to get some concessions from the United States and probably South Korea.
Sure, and I assume that...
But the fact that
the
he's
killing, there's kind of like an unofficial no killing. Like, let's just chill out.
But was there any active killing going on?
I don't know.
Well, they have once in a while. There's usually there's been incidents, air quotes of people actually dying and getting killed.
Hmm.
If someone gets too close to the border or, they say a fishing ship or I don't know if they've shot down planes, but. Usually it's boats or someone getting too close to them.
I'm on a boat.
Neutral zone.
Mm-hmm.
They have a neutral zone.
I'm on a boat.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, it's kind of...
did you say a nudist zone? What did you just say there?
Yeah, a nudist zone. Okay. You within 100 meters, no clothes. That was a good movie.
Hahn.
Yes.
I have a would you rather that is interesting for both of you.
Both Hahns?
You are on different sides of this.
Okay, well... Why don't you ask one person and then the next person?
Why don't you let me live my own life?
Okay. Would you rather, David?
Would you rather walk on the moon?
Okay.
Or moon Donald Trump? This was a quick one. I just threw up in 10 seconds.
Okay. Okay, so I have some questions. Can ask,
yes, I understand. You will have questions. Okay, go ahead.
Mooning Donald Trump, it sounds awesome. One of a lifetime. But I'm assuming I'm like getting permission. I'm not going to get jailed or shot or killed immediately afterwards.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know in advance, but it's cleared. Like, there'll be no penalty.
How is that possible?
Well, what about... I don't know. It just, I don't know. It just seems like walking on the moon is...
Walking
like,
on the moon is definitely more cool, but... But
it's going to, like, take... Like a year and a half of your time, you have to go through training. It's gonna,
okay, but also, so like in 20 years, I assume everyone's going to be walking on the moon anyway. It's just going to be nonstop moonwalking. It's just going to be a conga line of people who just want to put a foot on the moon.
So are you picking one?
So I have immunity and I can do it. And I don't want it to be recorded. Like, wait, I don't want people to see my...
Wait, you're not going to be proud of
your
this?
Bum? Is this... A bum worry?
It's a bum worry. I don't want anyone to see, you know, my...
Do you have a problem with your...
Bad side. Backside?
Okay, so you have to answer, though. You have to pick. That's the...
Okay, I'm going to chicken out. I'll go to the moon. Who cares?
Okay, I like this question. Okay. I guess I get a different one.
Okay, what's... No, that's your
what's
same
your
question.
Preference?
Oh, I get the same question.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was about to, like, immediately go for the moon or to the moon. But you said that there might be some stipulations. So what is this year and a half of training you're talking about?
I'm just saying, to go through the usual, I assume, astronaut training.
You don't just teleport there. You have to go through training.
And then you're
sent
into
space. We're going to assume you're going to pass training.
Okay. Let's assume I pass. But like, how likely will I die?
13%.
Oh, that's low enough. I'll take those odds.
What?
Yeah. Take me to the moon.
So you guys can go together.
Wait, whoa. There's a chance I'll die going to the moon?
Too late. You've already said
No, I assumed it was going to happen for sure. Guaranteed.
There's no return trip. You'll get there. I didn't say you're going to come back alive.
Okay, no. I'm doing Donald Trump thing. Whatever. That's something I can do right away. There's no investment. It's like I'll be the only person ever to have done it and lived.
Your answers are recorded. Thank you.
Okay.
Get ready, Donald.
But neither of you are mooning Donald Trump.
No, I'm saying I'm going to do the mooning.
He's changing his answer.
I'm changing my answer.
There's no changes.
I didn't know that. Wait, send me back to Earth.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah. That's the show.
Bookie look.
Okay, you have another. You know, your last bookie look was quite the look, but what's the look? What's the new
look?
Do either
of you have a bookie look? Well,
no, I don't book.
Well, oh, yeah. Do you count audiobooks
as
books?
We should ask our guest.
We count audiobooks. We count nonfiction books. We count porno
magazines.
As long
magazines. As it has pages.
Well,
as long as it has words.
Okay.
Has as long as it has virtual pages.
You popped when you said pages.
The last book I read or listened to not too long ago, it was called...
Hold on. Let's just clarify that the Shens can read. He just chooses to listen to audiobooks.
It's nice. That way you can listen to it, you know, between podcasts. Hello. But it's a book called The Story of Your Life and Others. It's actually a short story collection. And the reason why I started reading it is because it's what...
Listen to it.
I listened to it. It was a suggestion from my girlfriend, actually, because...
Spoiler alert.
And
he's not gay.
and what piqued my interest is that one of the stories from that like collection of short stories was for the movie Arrival. So that's what got me into it. So
So that's that author whose name escapes me.
Ted Chiang?
Yes.
Sounds Asian.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
And a good book.
Which one did you see first? And how do the two compare?
Is this a would you rather in disguise?
Would you rather?
Well, what I would rather read the book because you get like several stories
to the book.
Okay, but did you see the book or did you listen to the book or see the movie
first? Which one? Yeah, I saw the movie first.
Okay,
so I went back, but again, it's a collection of short stories, so it's not all about the movie. So it's good.
Okay,
strangely, I heard the movie on the radio. It was pretty good.
Anyway, that's my
is that supposed to be a joke?
Crickets.
How about you, David?
Okay. Let me tell you what I'm reading.
Not really a ha-ha joke.
I'm reading The Punishment She Deserves.
Again.
Did I say that last time?
Yes.
Still reading it, folks. Well, we only did this a week ago, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't. I looked up a lot of notes on the website, and I didn't check this one, though. Like, this is the only thing I didn't check.
This was the first item.
Okay, well, let me update it. It's okay. Great.
It still continues to be a good book.
I'm at about 33%, a third, as they say in math. And I'm loving it. There's like no boring parts. Every paragraph is interesting and exciting.
What's your number one activity while you're reading the book?
Reading.
No, but like, are you doing something else? Are you in the subway? Are you on the can?
Walking. Do you walk and read?
No.
That doesn't seem possible.
Usually on the can. It's half can, half before I go to bed to help fall asleep.
Okay.
That doesn't
sound a good selling point.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like the book is exciting at all.
I don't know why I asked that. I should have asked you because you're listening to a book. Mm-hmm. I've never really thought about listening to books. What's the activity that you normally are engaged in when you're
Is it book or book? I never understood that. There you go. I'm going to put that in my act.
No, definitely walking. Mostly walking to work, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Although it does mean crossing the road is a bit of a hazard. It's like, whoa, car, where do you come from?
And then you have to rewind, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Are either of you psychic?
Are you challenging us?
Let's test if you are. Okay?
I like this.
This time I have in my hands four cards that are the fives of a playing card deck.
So okay.
All the spades of fives. No. Clubs, hearts, spades, and diamonds. I'm going to mix them up. And then, you can hear that, eh? That
sounds yes.
Good. Oh my what God, that's so good.
Is this okay, just... Get ASMR to the channel what, now. What happens?
Now, we'll start with our friend Han. If you can guess the suits as I pull them out twice, you are officially psychic.
So this is just a random assortment of suits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which suit is this, Han?
A club.
You are correct.
Ooh.
It's going to get easier as we go along. Which suit is this?
Wait. Why is it getting easier?
Because there's less choice. There's
less choices.
But why? There's five cards. I don't get it.
Four cards. They're all
five. Oh, they're all five. Do you
ever listen to this podcast?
I thought there were five cards.
I know, because I said that, but then
okay,
I
hearts.
Wrong, you're not psychic. Let's see.
Are you sure? Let me see. Wait,
it was diamond.
Lies.
Let's see if the Shensk is psychic. The Shensk, which suit is this?
Spades.
Correct.
I can't, what?
Wow.
The Shensk, which suit is this?
Hearts.
Correct. The Shensk.
Wait, you guys set this up.
Which suit is this?
Clubs.
Correct. And which suit is this?
Well, the only one left is diamonds.
Let's try it the second time. So far, it's looking pretty good. The Shensk might be psychic. I'm not even
going
to look.
Where this is going.
Which suit is this, the Shensk?
Diamonds.
It is not.
He's not psychic. How's that for filler, eh?
Whew, I was sweating.
It was clubs. For anyone who wants to know.
For those scoring at home. And I don't mean sexually. Although it's encouraged while you listen.
Don't sex and drive.
Could you imagine if people like made love to this podcast?
That was popping from the... Why are you suddenly Poppy McGee?
I don't know.
Like, how am I not? My mouth is over the microphone.
Okay, maybe I'm a little too close. I don't know.
I don't know why. It's weird.
Well, it didn't happen with the old software, so I blame that.
Sure. Racist. how can we keep this going?
Shall we do a top three or fakie five or...
Screw that. Let's do Count Facula.
Oh dear.
And then we'll do fakie five. We'll give them what they want.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we'll do that after.
Folks, we'll go... No, we'll do that. Then we'll do Fakie 5. Let's make them wait. Listen to this, folks. You know space, like outer space?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we should do Flat Earth next episode, eh?
Oh, yeah, we should do Flat Earth.
You know, it's outer space, right? The proposed outer space.
Supposed.
Do you know what the first animal that was launched into space was? Because I know, and I'll tell you.
I'm assuming it's a cat or a rat.
I would say maybe a
dog. So it rhymes with at, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
It was the first animals in space were fruit flies launched in a V-2 rocket by the U.S.
Who cares?
In 1947, and they were recovered alive.
So I'm wrong about suits and bugs.
That's just an interesting fact. The first animals in space
were fruit flies. Is this a real fact?
Yes. Best to my knowledge, yes.
Okay.
Count Facula is always real.
Unlike Dracula.
Now, tell us, Theshensk, what did you have in your hands earlier that you want to talk about?
Well, it's a game called Magic the Gathering.
So give us a brief, boring...
Very brief.
When did Magic the Gathering come on to the gaming card scene?
I think it was early 90s, like 92, 93, maybe 94, something like somewhere around there.
I think 93.
Yeah, and it's basically cardboard crack, it's a card game. It's like a mix, if you were to mix like poker with chess, so it's like you have like the strategy game, but it's a game of imperfect information. So kind of combine those two and make it a fantasy flavor of knights.
And I understand you have to collect the cards.
That's right. And you collect them by cracking open little tiny packs of cards right here. And I have one from the latest set of Magic the Gathering called Dominaria.
Now, what number set is this?
Oh, my God. Well, Magic is, at this point, 25 years old. So 25 years, and they do like four sets a year. It's not 100, it's less, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. That's a lot of cards.
Yeah, no, and each set that comes out has like 250 cards or so. So yeah, we're talking like thousands and thousands of cards. And I think a lot of people know about it, not just because it's very old, but has like a little bit of cachet in the collector's market. Because some of the original cards can fetch like tens of thousands of dollars.
I played Magic Gathering back in university, and it's kind of interesting to me that it's lasted so long. Is it a North American phenomenon, or is it like also big in Europe, big worldwide? Where's it really huge? That's what I ask about everything.
Well, the thing is,
I'll tell you what's really huge. It's in my pants.
It's funny because it did start, it's a game in North America. You know, the company that made it, Wizards of the Coast, it was created in the U.S. and it was big in kind of like North America, and it kind of spread throughout the world. And the funny thing is, most other collectible card games have their origination in Japan. There's like so many ones that are like anime based, and it's like incredible. You can get a card game of almost any cartoon you can imagine. Magic has been like adopted as like a staple in Japan as well. It's actually considered like Magic, like headquarters for the world. So yeah, Japan is probably number one, but it's popular in Europe, popular in North America. Well, as popular as this collectible card game can be.
It's an international game for,
is this still good talking?
People about? Everywhere.
What's going on here?
We're talking about Magic the Gathering. What is it? MTG.
MTG. Well, let's give the people what they want.
Magic the Saddening.
Oh, so we're opening a pack, a fresh pack from, what's the latest, Dominaria?
Dominaria, which is a throwback pack, because the first plane, the first world that Magic was set in was called Dominaria. So they're kind of like going back to the past, kind of feeding off the nostalgia of old people like us. So,
sorry, folks, for this segment.
Okay, so
it's audio only, so it's really taking a hit there.
Shanks has just opened a Dominaria
pack. Not Shanks. The last two letters.
I just got shanked.
The last two letters you say, reverse them.
It's
not KS, it's SK.
Okay, Shamu has just opened up a pack. There's how many cards
in there?
It's
not Kanini. Yeah. It is...
There's 15 cards, and I don't 15 know.
15 ways to not get laid.
You're assessing them. And it's also interesting that they're always the same card back. I guess they'll never change it.
You know, it's cool because they change like the art for the game and the symbols for the game over time, but they have to keep the same card backs.
So in fact, they can use it.
Yeah, the crew, or like the head designer for R&D actually hates like the card backs. He wishes that he could redesign it with different colors because it's like all just muted and mushed together. But they can't change it because it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah.
It's if done. Anyone, it's set in stone.
If anyone finds this to be the worst episode, just email us. At Dave at DaveAndHanShow.com or Han at Han and Dave. What is it? Han at DaveAndHanShow.com and let us know your feedback about segments such as this.
Well, I'll just read like one of the, I guess, more interesting cards in this pack. Okay. It's called Warcry Phoenix. It's a red creature.
So it's very sad.
Oh, it's very sad. But
yes, I agree. This segment is very sad.
It's sad, but it's mad, and it can fly, and it can attack, and even if you kill it, it can come back to life if you pay mana because it's a phoenix. It can come back to life.
Did we say that Magic's a game where you build a deck with collectible cards?
You okay there?
Hold is this together. The first coughing fit? I think this is the first coughing.
Was that genuine?
Yes,
genuine.
There was like phlegm that went wrong.
Did you mute yourself first? Do we have that ability?
To what?
Mute.
No. Remember before we could?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's the big thing is it's kind of nice. You know, can't appreciate it over audio, but not only do you have the card that describes what it is, but it has a nice little piece of fantasy art on it. Here, you know, it's like a phoenix, a fiery bird, and it has some flavor text on it. It says, "War begins with one red ember." So it's nice. It's fun. It can. Do you want to fulfill like the gameplay aspect, the fantasy aspect, the artwork, the collector side? It kind of appeals to like a broad range of people. So
this is the last David Holland show episode ever, right?
Yeah,
that's why we're doing this.
Okay, I promised I would open. Well, I was told to open one. I'm going to do that myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds so good, eh? Who has chips?
Okay. Wait, where's the gum?
Okay, we got a fire elemental, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Charge. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Oh, yeah, my phone. Can we?
Arcane flight, whatever.
Mm-hmm. The best kind of flight.
Warlord's Fury. Ah, I'm so burnt.
See, you're much funnier with this.
Lino War, Envoy. Ooh, it's an elf scout, so hang on, ladies.
So it's
ladies.
Like that guy from Lord of the Rings.
Windgrace exactly. Acolyte. Oh, like Will and Grace Acolyte? I don't know if I give a shit. Blessed Light, whatever. Broken Bond. That's like, whatever.
Why would you want a broken bond?
Exactly. Whatever. And then a bunch of other shit. Okay. I think one of those landed on the keyboard and paused. No, okay.
That's great.
So that's Magic the Gathering.
AKA Wait, why is it called The Gathering?
Because a bunch of smelly nerds get together and BO the shit out of the room.
And the magic is that... That room was clean 10 minutes before.
Why am I suddenly imagining my mother listening to this episode and just being very disappointed with me?
Oh, that was
that
great.
That was our nerd alert, I feel like.
Okay.
Should we nerd out or do we fakey five?
Isn't there supposed to be a foil in this or something?
It's a foil. Only comes once in a while.
So were you disappointed as I was going through the regular cards?
Well, I don't know if any of those cards are good because I wasn't paying too much attention.
I should have at least did them all. Maybe at one point you were like, oh, cool.
It's okay. We'll pick them up later.
Yes. They're scattered on the floor. Sorry, folks. I dropped them all. Should we restart?
No, we're not doing that. Scattering.
Okay. Well, can we talk about a different game then for just a second?
You just said Magic the Scattering.
Let's talk about a different game for a second. Scrabble.
How scrabbly it is.
No.
Okay.
I just have some.
We're talking games,
same.
And now
we're talking games.
And now the Shansk wants to say something about Scrabble.
Well,
Scrabble.
I played Scrabble recently.
Congratulations!
Thank
this
you.
Is the first time, or you used to play it when you were female?
No. It can't be anybody's first time playing Scrabble. Well, I guess
except for those where it is.
Okay, that's fair. But I played a fairly competitive game of Scrabble.
Who did you play with? You don't have to give names. It's just
well, let's just say one of them was an English major.
Okay. So. Like in the army or?
Yeah, no, I learned a lot about playing competitive Scrabble. Like one of the things you do is you don't play Scrabble. You just wait.
To play QI, right?
I don't understand. What do you mean? You pass your turn?
If putting letters on the board would set someone up for getting a double or triple word score, you just don't play.
You skip your turn.
You can skip your turn, yes.
Be honest. Did you play the word fart?
I learned about a lot of two- and three-letter words, which I did not know existed. Right.
As I understand it, nice avoiding the Scrabble dictionary is actually very particular and very specific, and there's a whole bunch of like words that are not in the common daily vernacular.
And for example, one of the allowed words in Scrabble is ZA, Z-A. And anyone know what ZA stands for or what it means?
It's pizza, right?
Well,
yes,
short form for pizza.
Unofficial short form for pizza. It is allowed in the Scrabble dictionary. So, okay, there you go.
So everybody. That's like something that's probably often used because you're trying to find a place to use your Z, and there's quite a few A's. Mm-hmm. This is our last episode. We have agreed.
moving on.
No. But okay. So,
okay.
I know that
we have some questions. Go ahead.
There was a Scrabble documentary from like 2007 or 2004 or something.
Again with the documentary.
Word War. So you're saying the Scrabble competitive scene is still very much alive. Is it also big in Japan?
Again.
Listen, why am I like this expert for Japan?
Okay. Who cares? How did you finish? Were you in last place? Yeah. How many players were there?
Four players.
Do you remember what your score was?
I don't remember what my score was but I was last place.
It was
place.
Six. Admit it. It was six.
I was last place because I tried to play words that I knew.
Like fart.
And it just got out of hand. Every time I played a long word, I gave all the points away.
So what happens if everyone passes?
I don't know.
A black hole.
Oh, you. I guess you get new tiles. You throw away the tiles.
Well, I think one of the turns you can do is that, yeah, throw away your tiles and pick up new ones.
Right.
But that would be your turn.
Yeah. Okay. You can either, you can not play a word and exchange 0 to 7 tiles on your turn.
Zero so being kind of just a total pass. It's kind of like a, yeah, I guess, it's, like you say, it's a waiting game to try to maximize your points without giving points to anyone else.
Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you don't want to wait too long because as soon as someone is, when all the tiles are finished, now it's a race to the finish because whoever finishes their tiles first, any tiles remaining get subtracted from your score.
Right.
So, and that can be, and that's huge point swings.
So do you think a part of the game is guessing what other people have on their tile boards?
They certainly made it seem that way where
so it is kind of a poker aspect where it's like
stop trying to make everything poker.
Okay, well, that's what I do.
Scrabble's poker, Magic the Gathering is poker, Hold'em is poker. Okay, update on the Magic package I opened. I have a legendary creature.
Oh, whoa.
Quendi, Pride of Femerif, a human knight, double strike.
That's pretty good.
How's last that? Episode, was that verified.
Is that a good one?
It's a good one.
Okay, I'm going to sell this to you for a few dollars.
Great.
Shall we move on to our
Let's
next
Let's do it. Our, what's the word?
Showstopper.
Fan favorite. Showstopper. The one they keep asking.
Fakey five.
Now with the chance. Fakey
five. Okay, whatever. Fakey five, wherein we read five facts, five tidbits, five little factoids, interesting trivia.
Stop saying facts. They're not necessarily facts. They could be anything.
Not necessarily facts. Four of them will be true or not made up, and one will be untrue and made up.
A deadly combination.
So who shall go first? Shall we have Shanks go first?
No, I'll tell you who's going to go first. The luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw.
I like it.
Okay, I'm going to shuffle these cards. Get that out of the other.
LOTD.
That was pop all over the city.
You like those poppy sounds.
I'm going to pick for the three of us. This is no cheating, no games. So the highest card goes first. This is the Shensk's value.
Why are you hiding it?
Han's value. I'm going to spread them out in a second. This is my value. So the Shensk,
what did I get?
Han, and me. Who's the highest?
Shensk is 8. I'm 2. You're 7.
Shensk goes first, unfortunately.
What do you mean? It's...
I just meant that you're the guest. You don't know how this works.
Well, I'm going to give it a shot. So, well, let's see if my topic is appropriate. Crazy booze names.
Ooh.
No, it's good.
I have no idea what that means, though.
Okay. They're like the crazy booze names that are actually real.
Okay. How has it been verified? By some webpage you went to?
By webpage.
Okay. That's acceptable.
But I did my research and I...
Made sure yours...
Well, I made sure not only mine doesn't exist, but I went and found the booze's creation. So I have a little history on every single one.
But did you ensure yours is not an actual booze?
Mine is not an actual booze.
That's good research and good job so far. Let's hear the crazy boozes.
Okay, the first one is called Dickens Cider.
Okay.
It's very crazy or something. Okay.
The second is called Belching Beaver Beer.
Okay, I see where this is going now. Okay, yep.
Okay, the third is Balls Deep Vodka. The fourth is Flicker Bean Coffee Infused Whiskey.
Okay.
Like Flicker Bean. Okay. But, and the last one is called Dry Sack. It's a type of sherry.
Wow, he is coming out strong on his first guest appearance on the Fakie 5.
Okay, which of us do you want to guess first?
I guess you know, I like the laughter, so Dave. Let's go with Dave.
Okay, so read them again.
What? Laughter?
Okay. Well, he laughed at some of my booze names, so it's good. So
for being a considerate guest host.
Okay, so we have... Dickens Cider.
Right.
Belching Beaver Beer. Balls Deep Vodka. Flicker Bean Coffee Infused Whiskey.
Okay, I'm going to assume that one is real, so I'm not even going to consider that one. This is now a Fakie 4.
And Dry Sack.
I'm going to assume that one is real, so let's go read the three again, the first three.
Dickens Cider.
Yes.
Belching Beaver Beer. Balls Deep Vodka.
I have to cough.
Wasn't there a last one? Oh, Dry Sack. But he.
I am going to say. So I'm going to say mine, then you're going to say yours, and then
you're
going to reveal.
You do yours first. Yes. Your reasoning and everything.
There's no reasoning. Well, I've reasoned already two of them out.
Okay.
Number one is my guess for the.
Okay, don't reveal. Fakie.
I'm not going to reveal.
Dickens Cider. Now I'm very worried that Shentz would not make the fake number one on his very first visit.
Okay.
Can so, I talk? Is this like.
You can talk, society? But you're not supposed to. Well, whatever. So last one, what was it? Dry Sack?
Dry Sack.
That one I can believe because it's already triple sec, and that sounds kind of similar, so.
Plus you probably have one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I suffer from one. I suffer from two.
What?
I don't know what that means. What was the third one? The long name?
The third one was Balls Deep Vodka. The long name was Flicker Bean Coffee Infused Whiskey.
If that's the fake, I'd be very surprised.
See, I don't know why you would infuse. I refuse to believe that you would.
What do you mean, coffee and whiskey? Isn't that a nightcap? Like, that's a standard drink.
Coffee and whiskey should be called.
You just talked me out of it.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
although I would think like a nice whiskey doesn't have coffee.
We're not talking about nice boozes here.
I get it. These are just extreme and all kinds of crazy, kooky ideas. Second one again?
Belching Beaver Beer.
I'm going to say that's fake.
Okay. Can I make my reveal?
Yeah.
The reveal is Balls Deep Vodka is phony.
He got us both.
There is a semi-similar sexy one called Porn Vodka. But
porn vodka, that's terrible.
Yeah, but
you did an excellent job on your very first Fakie 5.
We both just believed it.
So a little bit of info. So Dickens Cider can also be called Hod Dickens Hard Cider,
That's fake.
Of there. And it is a company called One-Eyed Brewing in Wyoming that makes it. Belching Beaver Beer is a brewery in San Diego, California. Flicker Bean Coffee Infused Whiskey is also in from California and claims to be the first coffee-infused whiskey on the market. Might be the only one. That'd be easy to be first if you're the only one.
We'll let the courts decide.
And Dry Sack is the really the most like prestigious of all. It's a sherry from that's sold in the Netherlands and Germany, and they've been in business since 1906.
Well, how's that spelled?
Dry D-R-Y Sack S-A-C-K.
Oh, it's, wow. So is it referring to a sack?
I don't know what it's referring to.
Or is that just like a translation thing?
It might be a translation issue, but again, it's served in Netherlands and Germany. So there we go.
Well, you got us.
Now let's get him.
Let's have the... you're next, I believe.
Okay. I have to scroll.
Excuse me.
Excuse me while I open this in new beer.
Now, oh God, I have to cough again. This is,
is it your dry sack?
Should I just pause and a cough?
Just it'll be edited out.
No,
there is no pause. Actually,
can you mute your thing?
What? Yeah, your I'm gonna mic? Try. I'm gonna, to as a learning experience for future things, I'm gonna mute me.
While Dave's doing that, I could do a quick something else, or I could do my segment. Or we could just wait for him to quickly expectorate.
So you guys know Za?
Like pizza?
Yes. There are places in the world, although specifically the resource I looked at mentions New York City, where there are odd toppings that you can get at pizzerias. Real pizzerias have these as real options as toppings on pizzas.
In New York?
Yes, the list I was looking at was showed New York City.
Okay.
My fakey, I Googled to see if just...
It was offered.
And there seemed to be no match anywhere in Google's world. So I'm going to assume it is a fake.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a short list, very quick. Shenska's already looking at his magic cards. Number one, grapes.
Gross.
Number two, an entire lobster.
That's less gross.
Number three, popcorn.
Good.
Number four, celery.
Ugh.
Oh my God.
Number five, chocolate. And these are on.
Wait a minute.
These are not dessert pizzas.
Okay.
This, not,
that's
this is a
thing.
Cheese, regular, normal pizza with tomato sauce, cheese, and this is a topping you can pick. Okay. I'll read them again. Grapes, an entire lobster, popcorn, celery, chocolate.
When you refer to an entire lobster, I imagine it's all been like deshelled and nicely placed.
I didn't. So last episode, folks. I didn't check. I can.
Let's just assume it's deshelled.
Okay, you know what? The fact
while you guys are thinking, I'm just gonna I'm gonna answer that question. I have a link right here.
No. Who do you want to answer? I guess Shanks, you guessed first.
Well. We'll both like make a guess. It's just a matter of who's going to say their logic first. I'll give it a shot.
Okay, go.
So the fact that you're looking up information about the lobster already makes me think that the lobster is real, and I think that's a reasonable topic.
Did I give it away by having to look
yeah,
it up?
You did.
Yeah.
Or is this the best fake out ever?
If it is, kudos to you.
So the I'm best fake out on the worst episode.
I'm cutting off. I'm cutting that off. Well, what were the other four, real quick?
Grapes, celery,
grapes,
chocolate.
Popcorn, celery, chocolate.
Okay, people are weird. So any snack foods are on the table. So popcorn.
Well, usually that's
what are they on the pizza?
Yeah, I know. Whatever. Chocolate is already on dessert pizza. If people want it on their regular pizza, fine. Go freaking nuts. And same with popcorn.
I didn't say nuts.
It's a snack food. It goes fine with pizza. As far as the last two... Grapes remind me similar to ordering a pizza with pineapple. People like that sweetness. So my guess is celery. All right, next.
The Shenst
so
chooses
that's
celery.
Very, similar to mine. I think grapes.
You have a similar to celery.
Chocolate, I think, is also somewhat reasonable if it's not too sweet. Yeah, well, who cares?
In the bizarro world.
Lobster makes sense because seafood pizzas are a thing. So why
and
not
apparently
lobster?
Gave it away.
The ones, yeah. So I'm between popcorn and celery. Celery because it's gross, has hardly any flavor. Popcorn because how is that practical? If you put popcorn on a pizza, it will either get burnt or get soggy and gross.
Oh, I didn't think about the soggy.
Well,
gross
I assume
aspect.
It's put on after, kind of as a. It's not baked.
Even then, it's like if your pizza's delivered, it's going to be sitting there and sopping it up. He's making it up. It's popcorn. I'm saying popcorn.
All right, David, what's the answer?
David?
1 second.
Can you just answer this?
Why are you making us wait? You know the answer.
You will find an entire 1 pound lobster, including the head, laid out on the top of a thin crust. What is that? Does that mean the, like, I guess the things you can't eat of it are... Yes, it was popcorn, you stupid idiots. What gave it away? Why did you suddenly think popcorn?
Because the more I talked about it, the less sense it made. It gets gross. It gets
How does it
soggy?
Get gross? You make a pizza, then you put popcorn on top of it.
Yeah, but then the humidity and the steam of the pizza makes it soft and gross.
Why is
popcorn
soft popcorn
needs to be
gross?
Dry.
Your face needs to be dry.
The whole point of popcorn is like...
Shut up.
Know, it's crunchy and...
Let's get to your stupid list.
You know, I all right. That makes sense.
Although I will say celery does not belong in pizza. I've said it.
You said it, folks.
Like, it's the same thing with cucumber. You shouldn't put cucumber on a pizza either.
Or what? In a vagina.
Okay, so this is not really bibble babble, but I guess it was this week we had that van attack in Toronto.
Yeah, oh, let's make light of a horrible tragedy. Thanks.
I'm not... What? I'm not necessarily making light of the tragedy itself, but well, it's interesting to talk about the tragedy.
Is this the top? This is the five.
This is I'm leading up to the top five.
Okay.
So it was reported that the guy who drove the van,
alleged guy,
was he called himself an incel, which I guess you know people are now learning is means involuntarily celibate, which means he
a loser.
He identified as someone who didn't. I guess, get dates or wasn't very lucky with the women, as it were.
Why are you...
So, my fakie five is...
Well, this is our last show. So
yeah,
fine.
It's our last show, so everything goes. So, my fakie five is... I went and looked it up.
Fakie five is like a fun, silly...
These are... Okay, so incel is like this term that's used, I guess, by... I don't know, like men's right activists or red pill people or whatever. It's like... It's a term from this term.
Let me just say that it's a term that almost everyone learned.
Yeah,
this
it's
week.
Like this is a thing that people are learning.
It's actually so, yeah. No one's ever heard of it.
Nope.
I heard of it when Pepe the
Frog. We know why you've heard of it, but
Pepe the Frog became a thing because it's kind of like all part of that.
Is
anyway,
it?
Pepe
yeah.
the Frog? What?
Isn't Pepe the Frog? Isn't that like the political meme?
What yeah, is, but he was from 4chan, which is also where incel.
The Shensky's like
came
hitting
from.
The microphone stand and making a noise.
No, that was probably me.
Someone is.
Okay. Anyway, what I'm getting at is...
Get angry, a good way.
This is all part of what is, I guess, incel and Pepe and whatever. It's all part of this kind of manosphere. So I'm going to read out some other terms.
Hold on. Manosphere?
The manosphere, which is like men's rights
who's,
activists or whatever.
Who's hitting...
It's me. It's constantly me.
Don't. I'm not moving my legs.
Okay.
Surprisingly.
So these are terms,
but
you,
I have
other
a problem
terms, like
with
incel.
The phrase manosphere.
Okay, whatever. It's what it's called.
What is it called? Just men who hate women?
No, it's not necessarily men who hate women. They're all kind of like men's right activists or men going their own way or incels
move
or
your
whatever.
Foot from the...
I'm not. Okay,
your
I
foot
just,
is almost
totally
against
did.
The thing. That's all.
It was me.
The microphone stand. See your foot?
Oh.
There well. We go.
Okay, see, these are other terms. This incel was one. I went to the page, and there's like, there's a lot.
Other terms, part of the manosphere.
So okay, these yeah. are so
incels on there, and there's a whole bunch of other ones.
Okay, just get
okay,
to
so
it.
I think so. If I understand right, so these are terms that are like self-proclaimed terms.
Well, when we hear
to
it.
To describe men with a certain problem.
Or they're just terms used in the lingo. There's the part of the vocabulary. Okay? Incel is like one term. Okay. Here are some other ones.
Between this and the people... magic, the saddening thing.
This is
okay.
Last show.
First oh, last. God. Well, I don't, I'm not going to regret this. Okay, number one.
We already are.
Okay, it's hard to say. I'm going to say Briffo's Law. Briffo's Law. It's spelled B-R-I-F-F-A-U-T. Okay,
this is not a fakey. Get to number two.
No, I'm going to read them out, though.
If you Briffo's can't pronounce Law it.
Holds that the female and not the male determines all the conditions of the animal family. Where the female can derive no benefit from the association with a male,
no association takes place.
Number
it's
two,
supposed to be like an education.
Wizard. A wizard is a male who has reached the age of 30 without having sex.
Oh my God. Why are you ruining wizard?
Wizard?
Yeah. 30. Voice cell. Okay. So vol cell. V-O-L-C-E-L. Vol cell is a person who is voluntarily celibate. So they choose to be celibate.
Okay. That's the fake, but go on.
Number four, plate theory. Plate theory is the idea that males should date as many females as possible at the same time.
To That's maximize called being the a man.
And number five, Ethel. Ethel is a woman who you would have sex with, but is too far below your social status.
Okay, so there's words for all of those.
Yeah. So okay, I'll go through them again, and then I'm going
to
ask.
Do we have to? How does this work? We say
David
which ones
to go
we
first,
are,
and then I'm going to add. Yeah. Biffle's Law. That was the one where it's an idea that the woman or female of a species chooses the conditions of mating.
Okay, but this is a fake.
Number two
four.
Is
we
wizard.
Don't care about number one.
That's the guy who it's the 30 fellow having sex. A vol cell, voluntarily celibate. Number four, plate theory. That's where a guy should be dating as many women as possible at the same time. And number five, Ethel. That's a woman who would have sex with you, but it's too far below your social status. David.
What was number two? Oh, sorry. David, go first.
Okay, two and four. Read them again. One was
two is wizard.
Wizard, yes. And sorry. And
four was plate theory.
What was plate theory?
Males should date as many females as possible at the same time to maximize their chances of
success.
Why
would it be called plate theory? Plates.
Plate theory.
Is that something Han would make up? What do you say, wizard? Wizard's so different from all the rest. Could you make a fakie that is just like the odd man out?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm the wizard.
But see, wizard and plate theory are the ones I thought were most likely, but they both have reasons not to be the most likely. Wizard for just what I said, and plate theory doesn't even, there's no explanation. It's not like, huh. Okay, what was one and five?
One was Briffo's Law.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. Three and five. One was like the opposite of incel, like cell.
Three was volcel.
Volcel.
It's a voluntarily celibate.
I'm going to say volcel is the fakey.
Right, very good.
Okay.
So I lost. Thank you.
So let's quickly go over it one more time. So number one was
Briffo's Law.
Briffo's
which
Law.
Which is the idea
is
that
women...
Stop saying that. That's a real.
Females and not the male determine all the conditions of a family.
I understand that. Okay. So I'm going to toss.
Number two is the wizard.
And wizard is you are...
A male who has reached 30 without having sex.
Why didn't I pick that? Oh my God, I'm so dumb.
Number three
is volcel. That's the person who is voluntarily celibate.
Okay.
Number four is plate theory. Men should be, or males should be dating as many females as possible at the same time.
Plate theory. Is that like supposed to be like one of those like Chinese like plate spinners that like does like 10,000 plates?
Oh, that's an explanation for it.
It could be.
I don't know. Just
okay. So one and four are real.
Okay. Go on. Number five.
Ethel is a woman who would have sex with you, but is too far below your social status.
Oh my God, it's
you
know, that one. That's
you know,
the one, totally.
Well, you know what? What's funny is...
Can I change my answer?
I've heard... No. It's like the moon thing. I've heard things like, you know, like a bicycle or practice, you know, kind of thing. But I never heard that, like a word to be Ethel. And I could believe it because it's probably like some character that they're referring to in like some fictional universe. The two I'm kind of stuck between... is the voluntary one and the wizard.
Volcel
and wizard. And the reason why I was hesitant, like thinking maybe Volcel, because like, wait a minute, this whole society is about not being a celibate. But that's
why I picked it.
That's too much like in line with incel. So if you're incel, there should be a volcel. Ah. It's the opposite. So I'm going to go with number two, wizard. It's retarded.
All right. You're both incorrect.
No! Whoa! It's Ethel, right?
It was Ethel.
Really?
I made it up. There's no. It's strangely, you don't have a term for women who would have sex with.
That's because no one would have sex with you.
I don't know why, but yeah. You should check it out. Okay, so I got these.
I don't want to check it out. I don't want to be on the FBI flag list.
The page was on rationalwiki.org, and it's called the Manosphere Glossary.
At least I was right, like, that number one was
pretty
for sure.
Fascinating.
Fascinating or incredibly sad?
It's
these people need like a psychiatrist.
If you thought
badly.
Incel open your eyes, you should just like check this out.
Let's go from sad and depressing to
please.
A time to joke. I'm going to read three jokes.
Nice.
Three jokes.
With a disclaimer that I was in a super rush today because it was getting very late and the Shents was getting antsy.
Sure, blame the guest.
I'm going to name three. I'm going to tell you three and you're going to pick your favorite.
Okay.
This is an expanded version of the old A Time to Joke where I just said one. You had to live with it. Number one. Thanks for explaining the word many to me. It means a lot.
I hate it.
That's like two guffaws.
Number two. What did E.T.'s mother say when he got home? Where on earth have you been?
Terrible. Terrible. Oh,
I like
terrible.
That one.
Number three.
Also very, racist. Like, if you're a certain age, you won't even know what that
Number
means.
Number three. A termite walks into a bar and says, where is the bartender? We'll start with Han.
I don't get it.
What? Hold on, let me think about that.
A termite walks into a bar?
Yes.
And where's the bartender?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh,
oh God.
Jesus. All right.
Well, Han, you're first.
So,
A joke that, like, takes that long to sink in, it's got to be the termite one.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I love the termite one. It took a while, but it's totally worth the wait.
Thank you, folks. What else we got?
We both win, right? We were right?
There's no winning and losing.
Okay, we're at 55 minutes. Let's do our top three and get the hell out of here.
Top three. Top three, so...
let's just teach the Shents, by the way, that I have segments we have not covered, which is fine.
Okay.
Once we get around an hour, it's like, let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you are a guest in the future, do not worry if you write things, if you make segments, they'll be...
Are we missing any of your segments?
Nothing important.
Exactly. Okay. Whatever. We'll get it next time.
Next time we'll talk about the Netflix quickie.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Well, of course, we can do it now if we really wanted to, but whatever. Because there's no rules.
I like top three.
Top three. What is the top three?
So this week we decided week, to... It being as... What?
The top... Three
this
reasons.
Week? Oh, I see. This episode, well, as the weather warms up, we're starting to see more tourists coming to Toronto. And we thought, why don't we just, you know, we're all Torontonians. We love the city, or at least enjoy living in it, or at least we live in it. And
yep,
we'll just talk
episode.
About, I thought we'd list some of the real reasons why people come here. Some good reasons for sure.
The real ones, not the fake ones you've been reading online.
So I thought, well, I guess I'll start. So one of my top reasons to visit Toronto, I always tell people, well, we have one of the world's longest potholes here. So
yeah, yes, I've seen it. It is pretty damn long. I'll tell you that right now.
It's impressive.
It's narrow, though. It's just...
It goes from like, it's like three, it takes about 3 hours to drive.
Into it. No, around it. Yeah. But it's not that wide, right? It's only
no, it is,
how many?
Yeah,
how wide
narrow.
Would you say it is?
At most, it's 2 feet wide.
Yeah, but about
which is funny because I guess we measure potholes
70?
In feet, but
mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what? Girth matters too, not just length.
Yeah,
you're here first, well, folks.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Shents, do you have any reasons to visit Toronto?
Isn't it a top three?
No, we do one each.
One
we
each.
One around.
Well. Here's something interesting, that Toronto actually has the largest moose sculpture in Canada.
What is it made out of? I think it's just like...
Okay, so there's that. So visit Toronto for the largest.
What's that material called?
Moose sculpture.
It's not plastic. It's where they acrylic. Spray.
That's what we're going with here, folks.
Okay, well, you know what? I have more.
Okay.
No, Dave, what do you usually tell people?
Well, I'll tell you, like, when people are interested, like, what's up with Toronto, right? I always say that it's considered the surrounding area is called the GTA, the Greater Toronto Area.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that the GTA can also stand for grab that ass?
Yes. That's what I always tell tourists.
That's funny because it's not even a reason. Like, why was that? Why would you visit Toronto for that reason? That's kind of like.
It's a good reason.
It's dumb and then doesn't. Anyways, go on. Han, do you have any other.
Look,
we're trying to.
I usually
drive
tell
up
people
tourism,
when I have
right?
family coming in from out of town.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, brunch mm-hmm. is like a big thing in Toronto.
Yeah.
But we have. We don't call it brunch here. We actually call it leaf blowing. So we will say stuff like, where do you want to blow leaves this Saturday?
Our final episode, everybody. be sure to check the archives. I don't know what the hell.
What do you usually tell people when they come into town?
Well, you know, we have a lot of tourist attractions. You may have heard that we have a really big tower called the CN Tower. But there's a fun fact that not a lot of people know about. And that it's they have a zip line from the CN Tower to the Rogers Center. But make sure you only come to it on a sunny day because the dome has to be open. But it's pretty great.
Great. Good times, folks. More reasons to visit Toronto, a tourist destination of North America. Speaking of North America, this is my turn.
Yeah, it is.
I was surprised to see this, to read this, but I was, yes, that's most likely true. In Toronto, our hookers were voted most AIDS-free among all of North America in the March 2018 edition of Working Girls Monthly. So, if you do...
March?
So, if you do visit, that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. Not many other major cities can offer you that much of a clean experience. Han, do you have a third? For our final episode, do you have our final top three? What do you got? Anything? Wait, am I going to go last?
Yeah, no, that's how it okay. ends. That's how it ends. I don't have a third.
I have a third.
Well, you don't have a third. After what we went through.
Okay, here's what happened. I have a third. Do you want to hear my third? This
yeah.
is it.
Go on
Every
here.
Tuesday, the CN Tower zip line is free.
No way.
You know what?
We have a favorite.
There should be a zip line. This is a real idea. We went from a comedy sketch into a serious...
In our society, the CN Tower would
like
have
if
a
it
zip
went
line.
To, you know, Ontario Place, right? Wouldn't that be...
Horrific and accident prone.
My God. Well, I guess this is a first.
And last.
Okay, I don't want to end on mine.
You were ending up. Why? Fine. Go second last. I'll end on my horrible one.
Yes, please. I just don't want to be the last. I don't want to be the lasting thought of this.
Okay. Mine's a good lasting
so, thought. So we have this Toronto sign. Han, you know this kind of shit. When was it erected? Can I say that?
Excuse me. I think it was...
Within the last 10 years.
2012?
So we have this giant lit up sign in one of our public areas near City Hall. And it's the letters spelling Toronto
mm-hmm.
in big letters. And people take photos and hang out. But... this is a new allowance. I'm a bit tipsy, so I can't even think of what the word is.
Why would tourists
but anyways,
visit for this?
Let me explain.
A bit tipsy.
You can now fuck in the middle O of the Toronto sign.
Finally.
Okay. So if you want to take interesting pictures, like it's just a great
just
idea.
Just the middle O?
Yeah, just the middle O. I don't know why they picked that one. But
I think it's funnier.
A lot of other cities, I don't think, have signs that you could fuck in, right?
Yeah.
Is there
no vowel?
Is there an O in Hamilton? I'm just kidding.
That was actually my one of my the first reason I wrote that then I canceled was it's not Hamilton was the top reason to visit Toronto. Okay, so now please, Shantz, take us out of this terrible segment of our final episode.
I'll end the final episode with two words. Beaver sashimi.
What you did with the paper there was the clincher of that. I don't know what sashimi means. I don't want to know what sashimi means. Do you have any parting thoughts?
Please don't judge us. No, I don't. I don't. I don't have a parting thought.
Obviously,
I didn't think to write one up.
Okay, well, let's.
What about the Shanks?
It's the Shansk. Stop saying Shanks.
Okay, spell your name.
Shansk. What?
I'm going to spell his nickname.
Okay.
Thesensk.
The Shansk.
You're saying it wrong even after I spelled it.
What?
The Shansk. S-K. Not K-S.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you say Shank, it sounds like I came from prison.
Shansk.
Wow, this is...
Well, it's been a pleasure being
here. A new low for us.
On the last episode. It's a real honor.
You mispronounced the guest name 72 times.
It's not even his real name. Is it your real name?
It's part of his real name.
It's my last name.
Oh. Okay, well, sorry.
Okay, so we did it. They said it couldn't be done, and they were right.
I said it couldn't be done.
And you were right. So let's bid everyone adieu.
Much ado about nothing, this one.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. Sorry. Good night, ladies, gents, folks. Shantz, say good night.
Good night, everybody.